This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we welcome Marika Krebs. She's the leader of the Brevard Parkinson's Support Group here in town. Tell us a little bit about Parkinson's. I'm sure most people have heard about it. Give us the details.
Parkinson is a movement disorder disease. It is way more prevalent than people think. Primarily, people think that it hits older people. However, there is younger onset Parkinson's. The youngest case I've ever read about was age 17. And it will not kill you when you're diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, but it definitely affects your lifestyle, and it is progressive, and there is not a cure. However, there are things within your control that you can do to maintain your quality of life and delay the disease. And the Parkinson's Support Group is here to educate people with Parkinson's and their caregivers about the tools and the resources to take better care of themselves and to hopefully delay their disease and also address things intelligently with their physicians.
Sadly, when you walk out of a doctor's office with a diagnosis, you're numb.
You are numb. You are scared to death. You're devastated. You really can't believe it. Most Parkinson people go into a state of denial for a while. They really don't want to believe it. The neurologists in our area are so overworked with other diseases and strokes and MS and all that, that it's very difficult for them to give you a ton of information time-wise or resource-wise. But our goal here is to really provide a packet for every neurologist in this area so that when you are diagnosed, you know that there is a support group, there is a wealth of information available to you, and that usually you are not alone. There are 4,000 to 5,000 people in Brevard County with Parkinson's. That is very hard to believe. Our support group has doubled in the past year, and I'm thrilled about that. I've gotten tremendous help from an advisory board. They have been very helpful to me in helping to grow this group. But I have a huge heart for it, too, because I have Parkinson's. I've had it for 3 years. And I do not take things lightly. I just get out there and say, okay, I'm going to turn this lemon into lemonade.
So the local group meets on the fourth Wednesday of every month at the Melbourne Municipal Library on Fee Avenue, and it's from 1 to 3. And if people wanted more information, they can call you
at 622-5845. They can also go to the website, parkinsonsupportgroup.org. But the best thing to do is to call me, because there will always be that information on my answering machine if I'm not there.
And coming up on the 17th, there's going to be a Parkinson's Support Symposium. Tell us a little bit about that.
It's our second Parkinson's Support Symposium. You need to RSVP to come to it. It is going to be at the Holiday Inn on Wickham Avenue, right off of I-95. The Holiday Inn is located behind Chick-fil-A and across from the Brevard Zoo. It will be from 1 to 5 p.m. on April the 17th. We will have 12 vendor tables set up with lots of information and goodies to take home for education about the resources in our area of help to you. There will be door prizes, and also we have a deli buffet lunch available. We are very thrilled that we have sponsorship through the Teva Pharmaceutical Company this year. We have a tremendous speaker, Dr. Manuel Gonzalez, a slide presentation that will be presented along with his talk. Tremendous information in that slide presentation. And we will have a couple of demonstrations of different exercises that would be very good for people with Parkinson's.
Once again, the Parkinson's Support Symposium happens on April 17th from 1 to 5, and the support group meets on the fourth Wednesday of every month at the Melbourne Public Library on Fee Avenue. And if you'd like more information, you can call
622-5845.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Terry, so much.